Blog Talk Radio.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, it is your strength.
Come on and help me sing it.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy.
Song, London, Zimbabwe.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary, and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
We lift our hands. God, keep your hand upon me.
Keep your hand upon me.
Thank you. Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
wait. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just take it back a little bit. One, two, three, say. You might as well go ahead and get your dance on. Jesus, be a man. I know you can,
yes, Lord.
I know you will,
yes, Lord.
Fight my battle,
yes, Lord.
I keep still,
yes, Lord. Lord, be a fence all around me,
yes. Can you say one more time, be a fence, say,
be a
fence
all around me,
yes. I see you there, I see you. I know you can,
yes,
I know you will,
yes,
fight my battles,
yes,
if I just keep still,
yes,
hey,
Lord,
yeah,
this is my prayer, Lord, that I pray each and every day, that you would guide my footsteps, let the stumble in
now. Come on, be
Everybody to the Inspiration Factory. This is an offering of Epiphany, the Thrill Entertainment Network. And you're going to be hanging out with me, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, as your humble host for the evening. You know, and Epiphany Radio and the Inspiration Factory are all sponsored by another enterprise of none other than Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. But that's Raw Links Jewelry. Check them out on Facebook. Raw Links, LLC. You, man, you got to check them out. They've got some custom-made, handmade jewelry. Bracelets, earrings, necklaces, you know, some rings. Check them out. I guarantee there's going to be something that you like out of the selection that he has. I got mine. You most definitely want to get yours. And since we don't really have many callers this evening, if you don't have a haiku, we're going to let you pass on that, and you can just share what you got. But if you did bring some haikus, we'd love to hear them. But we're going to continue the haiku platform on to another Sunday. So those that missed out tonight will have another opportunity or another challenge to get some haikus together, myself included. Well, I do have a couple, but I'm traveling, so I don't have them available. But at any rate, we're going to do a lot of music ministry this evening, but that's okay, too. That's one of my favorite parts of the show, is just playing music and zoning out. But before we go any further, would you join me at the throne as we just invite the Father into this platform? Heavenly Father, I come before your throne first and foremost asking forgiveness from you, Father God, for those things that I knowingly did that were against your will, those things that I did not do that I should have done. Lord, I ask that you forgive me. I also ask, Father, that you would be on this platform this evening, that you would have your way, Father God, whether it be this evening or through the recordings of this platform, Father, that you would just touch somebody and have your way, that we and the words that we spew this evening, Father God, be acceptable to you and be usable to you for your glory. We ask for your healing and comfort, Father God, amongst the Epiphany family. There's a lot of things going on with various members, Father God, that we just ask you to address, that you would be in the midst, Father God. And we don't need to know what it all is, because we know that you know what they need, Father God. Just meet them where they need to be met. And for the families of the Epiphany members, Lord, our extended families, just bless them and continue to hold them in your loving arms, Father God. We ask that you would also, Father, just protect the children. Lord, there are so many sick people in this world today that are targeting our youth, trying to cripple our future by diminishing our youth, Lord. We ask that you would just step in the midst of that, that you would intervene, Father, and protect those precious innocent ones. We love you, Lord. We praise your name. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, your Son, that we pray. Amen. Okay, so now I'm confident that no matter what happens tonight, somebody's going to be affected one way or another. Because once we invite God into the midst, it's a done deal. We're through. It's up to him to do what he chooses now. And I'm confident that something will come of whatever is said or done on this evening, as usual. So we have a caller I'm going to bring on, and we'll just see where things go from there. And our first caller of the evening is one of Epiphany's own, none other than Mrs. VIP, calling in from the great state of Florida. Well, hello there, Mrs. VIP. How are you doing, darling?
Well, hello. I'm doing really well, thank you. Got a little feedback, though.
No. There's always something with Blog Talk these days. I'm doing pretty good, despite the chaos. Yeah. I think the chaos sometimes is what keeps me sane, I think.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
As long as something does it, I guess I should be grateful, huh?
Exactly.
So, did you happen to bring any haikus this evening, or you just have something else to share?
Well, I have both, but I got I got to find the haiku.
I got to find.
Oh, you sound like me now. I wrote them instead of putting them on my electronics. I wrote them in a tablet that I've been. Somebody been on my back about I should start writing again instead of everything on electronicals to just maybe start writing in notebooks and tablets and things. So I started doing that. And back up. I'm sorry. I had to check my four-legged child with her busy body self. Well, I forgot what I was talking about. Lord, help me.
Well, I have a
haiku. About the haiku, yes. So they got on me about writing in with pen and paper as opposed to electronics. So I started doing that, and tonight's a night when I should have stuck with the electronics because they're at home and pen and paper, and I didn't have time to get to the house before it was time to start the show. So I'm away from them. But I will put them in the event page for your perusal at a later date when I get to the house and I have the recording of the show processed and put that on the event page. So you'll be able to see the haikus there. So I'm not going to just dismiss myself completely. It really wouldn't be fair to ask other people to do something and then I not. So.
I hear you.
I guess I'll have to just do a piece for the evening. That's not a haiku. And I'm kind of disappointed because the one that I wanted to share was the one that Nyla, I don't know if you're familiar with Nyla she's on another platform, but she has a show on Thursday evening. And I mentioned that we were wanting to be doing haikus, and she was telling me, oh, they're easy. And she said, well, send me that poem that you just did, and I'll send you something. And the haiku that she sent, it was just phenomenal. I thought, wow, she makes it really look easy. So it got me anxious to start trying my hand at them. And I did a couple, and I thought they were pretty good. But you'll be the judge of that when I post them. When I post them. So, for now, good Lord, what am I going to do? I'm going to do a piece. It's not finished, but it's finished for now. That is called Grinning Face.
Okay.
I see a face, and it's grinning. Grinning at saints who should be claiming the predestined victory and winning. But we're not. We are saved and yet sinning. So why wouldn't that face keep on grinning? The number of obedient saints are thinning, so it would seem, and some truly believe that Satan is winning. Lost is the fire of old, the zeal we had in the beginning when we first fell in love with the Lord, when we accepted that salvation we could never even remotely afford. So that face keeps the grinning, because in our lack, we portray worshipers merely going through the motions, thoughtlessly, routinely, worshiping because we're bored. And beyond that, worshiping has no meaning. It must be a slap in Jesus' face when he sees how we respect and value his grace. When from the purest, unconditional love, he gave his life that our sins may be erased, completely removed from all time and all space. Look at us now. Sin in our lives has taken his place. God himself, by sin and evil, have been replaced. So yes, why wouldn't that face keep on grinning? Because we keep a sinning and sinning and sinning, like a roulette wheel constantly spinning. Round and round with sin and self we go, and far too many end up right back at the beginning, content in their lives and their sinning. Sooner than any of us realize, the price will be required for believing the enemy's lies, and the consequences should come as no surprise. When the dead in Christ doth rise, and quite disturbingly, many shall join Satan in his demise. Eternal gnashing of teeth and tormented cries. When, oh when, will we open our eyes? The time will soon come when there's no time for goodbye. No relief for the raging river of tears of realization produced from your stubborn lost soul's cries. Much too late to realize how expeditiously time doth fly. And you're too late. Rejected from paradise and your mansion in the sky. Oh, and also, that will be the very same day when that face stops grinning, you see? All along, Christ was winning. His victory was won from the very beginning, even before we started sinning. For those who sinfully chose Christ, Christ's salvation to ignore, now become part of what Satan has in store. Judgment. Too late to prostrate yourself on the floor. You now have an unimaginable, eternal fate to endure. Before this becomes loved ones or your very own fate, accept Christ and exchange the love for hate, lest you too become consigned to the fiery lake, beset with pains and horror from which you can never awake. I hope and I pray that grinning face has not distracted you to the point where it's too late. And that's that piece. And with that, I hope I have your mic still open, Adrian.
Yes.
Yes.
Good, because my studio blinked away for a moment, so I wanted to make sure you were still.
Okay.
Okay.
Hallelujah. I love it. Your foresight works, and you actually did something proactive, I guess you could call it. So, I guess since it's just me and you busting it up right now, what comments did you have on that piece before you share with us what you bought for the evening?
Well, mute me first. First of all, I loved it. It just goes to show what's to come if we don't get right. You know, our get right has to act right. You know what I'm saying? So it's a warning. It's a warning. And a good one.
And a good one.
Yeah. Well, the way things are today, the world is crazy. I mean, I've been plopping around this planet called Earth for 65 years now, and the changes that I've seen, the downfall that I've seen, in spite of the technological advances, the medical advances, and all these advances, it seems like we're worse than I've ever seen us before in my lifespan. The loss of respect, the loss of self-respect. So many of these young kids just don't care. So many grown folks just don't care anymore. It's just sad. And it's scary, for me anyway, it's scary to think that there's so many out there that just will not or have not made that choice, that decision to accept the Lord. And what my beliefs tell me is in store for them is just, it's something that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy, let alone a family member or a loved one. So those of us who really know and believe in what we believe in, we need to drop a seed. I mean, we all have free choice. And I'm not one of those that believe in the Bible thumpers that they come, you know, and just almost try to cram it down your throat. That's not me. I respect everybody's choice for whatever beliefs they have, because God gave us free will. So who am I to try to tell you that your free will is not the right free will? But I do know what I believe, and we need to share it. Not stuff it down their throat, but just feed them a teaspoon or two. And that's all we need to do. The seed was planted. Then somewhere else down the line, someone else who they will receive something else from will nurture that seed that we planted, and it starts to grow. We can't do it all. We're not supposed to do it all. It's not all of our jobs. But we need to at least make that happen, particularly starting with our own family and loved ones. I don't know about anybody else, but it would just tear me up if someone that I loved, a family member, passed on, and I didn't know that I at least brought that to their attention. If I thought that they didn't know already or hadn't made that choice and they died, then I'm sitting here wondering if that trip to hell that they have in store for them, it's partly my fault because I didn't open my mouth and say something. And that would be a pain and a regret and a remorse that I would carry the rest of my days. So to prevent things like that, we need to just, I mean, we ain't got to beat them in the head. What do you think about Jesus and all this kind of stuff? I mean, find a way. You know your people. Something that would be acceptable. You know, bring it to them the way you got to meet them where they are. But we need we have to do these things. Time is running short. There was a time when we could had the luxury of thinking, yeah, I know all this stuff, but it's for the future. I'm not going to be around when it happens. But I can't say that no more. So many of those signs that have been foretold are present-day reality that I wouldn't be surprised if I saw him coming tomorrow. We can't wait on this. But that's enough of that. I ain't going to start browbeating. I did say I don't believe in beating it over nobody's head. I said, let me hush my mouth on that. And for now, because I'm sure you'll hear it again at some point. But I'm going to close my mic and leave the mic to you, Mrs. VIP, for what it is that you brought
All
to
right.
us this evening.
All right.
All right. Well, as usual, I'm untitled. But here it goes. There was a divine aura. Not felt by her mate, a touch she received for a life to be conceived. There was the belief the child could prosper, would be more than they ever would. They were truly blessed. As tired as she was outside in the barn, she glowed like the North Star. All around them, there was awe. It showed love was here. The stars heard a wish, then whispered among the atmosphere to emit light where darkness couldn't penetrate, to emanate to the universe where no one could touch it, yet it could touch anyone, anywhere. But pureness had to be present. Many or just one had to care. The sun and the moon evinced all who wanted to see that this child was special, especially to the divine one. This child was God's only son. This child was the Messiah, our Savior. Free will was given to all, from the Garden of Eden to the present. And it was proven trials and tribulations would happen, and a word to follow was to be patient and persevere. There was forgiveness and the commandment to love all as you love yourself. Think before you speak, you see. Be not so quick to temper, but to have wisdom. And last, to be Christ-like. And live life abundantly. That's that piece.
Nice. And it was just on point with some of the things that I was saying about God giving us the free will. But hey, that piece was just like perfect follow-up for the words I was just speaking. I tell you, I say there's no confusion with God. He just has a way of just bringing things together. It's amazing. Amazing. He never, yep. ever ceases to amaze yep. me. Although I should never be amazed by him, I am continuously, because mm-hmm. I should know that everything and anything is possible with him. But yet, it just boggles my mind sometimes. He just that good. But that's a beautiful piece. And I was sitting there at first wondering, now, what are you talking about? But then you let me know. So, okay. Then, of course, everything came into place. Oh, yeah, that makes sense now. Okay, yeah, okay. But I love that piece. But then again, I've always loved everything I've heard from you thus far, even though 75% of them are untitled.
No break.
No break.
But that's okay. That's okay. There's more to them than just a title. A lot more to them than just a title. And you said you brought a haiku, too, or did you find them?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
Let me see if I can find it.
But ain't no point in writing them if you don't share.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't. Yeah. There's only one.
The mic is once again yours, Queen.
Okay, thank you. Is it him you seek, or are you a CME? Think before you speak. And that's one. And that's it. It's a 5-7.
I'm just a talker and my mic is muted. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I apologize for that. But I was saying, it was funny because I had just passed the church earlier today and it was really, really crowded. more so than usual, a lot more so than usual. And I was telling my niece that I was riding with that I said, well, it's that time of year. The CMEs are coming out, Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter. That's when those that don't regularly attend generally make sure they attend. And Easter is not too far, so attendance picks up a bit. And did you not mention the CME in that haiku?
After this.
And was that the CME that you were referring to?
Yep, exactly.
Oh, now see how man, I tell you, you can't make this stuff up. God is so on point. Because it's funny that it was just a few hours ago that I just finished speaking about CMEs. But, okay, I like that, though. Did you find that more difficult to write than regular poems or easier?
Well, normally, when writing haiku, you just have to remember a 575. And sometimes it is a little tough because there's things you want to say that more than 17 syllables.
Yes. And to cut it down to that is, that's what I found the most challenging about the haikus, was trying to fit in what it is you're trying to say in 17 syllables. And particularly for someone like myself who likes to run his mouth, that's not the easiest thing in the world to do. So I like the challenge of the haikus, and if for no other reason than just because of the fact right there. You got to really hone what it is you're trying to say down to 17 syllables. And then to do it in 575, that's even more difficult. So, but
yep.
I actually enjoyed writing them, so I'm going to try to embrace a little bit more of that. This love of poetry that I have, and I'm thinking I ain't the only one with it.
I think it'll be successful.
The more you do it, the better it is.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I really am. But I thank you for accepting that challenge and coming through with that piece. I love them both. We're going to send you to the... Oh, before I do that, though, back up. You're not getting away with sharing something that you do on the Epiphany Radio Network. And what is that other thing that you do besides grace other platforms?
Okay. Well, every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my diva, LaPearl Negra, and I are on Diva's Talk.
And
we have various topics, mostly open mic.
And trust me, they do get deep in those topics. It's something that you really want to check out. I've had the pleasure of dropping in on them a couple of nights, and it's really worth that ten-digit dial on your phone. It's well worth it. Trust me, you will not be disappointed. It's always something.
All right.
It's been a few times that you had to make that y'all have made me rethink some things, and I'm not saying that in a bad way either. Because even in my 28 again years, there's some things I need to rethink and maybe change a little bit, tweak it a little bit, you know. I'm not saying it's got to be completely fixed, but there's some tweaking that needs to be done. So I appreciate that platform for that reason. I love it. And I'm going to try to meet you there a little bit more often. And that's Wednesday evenings?
Absolutely, at 9 p.m.
Absolutely,
at 9 p.m.
So you know where you need to be at on Wednesday night. Mrs. VIP, thank you so much for coming through this evening and for accepting the challenge. And we're going to send you to the Praise Lounge. We're going to play one song, and then we're going to be opening the mic for 240. But thank you so much for coming.
All right.
Queen.
All right.
One.
God bless you.
God bless you.
One love, one mind.
You as well.
One love, one mind.
Thank you so much. God bless. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mrs. VIP. As you all heard, she's one of two dynamic divas in Divas Talk this evening, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in for any night of the week, actually for Epiphany, at 9 p.m. every night except for Sunday. We got something going on, so any night you find yourself just a little bit bored, or you don't have anything to do, or your money's a little funny and you don't want to go out to the club or nothing like that, pick up your phone, sit back at home, lift your feet up and take your socks off and get comfortable, dial that 319-527-6300 and check out Epiphany. They're always doing something that's bound to catch a hold of you. Trust in the baby. So right now we're going to listen to a little Marvin Sapp, and then we're going to continue on.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Hey,
Somebody just needs to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him. I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have. Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Never could have made it without you.
This is a rhetorical question, but how many of y'all think that y'all could have made it without God? I don't expect no answers for that because I already know everybody better say that they wouldn't have made it. But if they got good sense, they would have recognized that. But that's neither here nor there. We're going to open the next mic up, and that's area code 240. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
The student that learned from the freestyles.
Automatic. What's going on, my brother?
Yeah, you know what? I never would have made it without God. I never made it without your freestyle, too.
Don't you start no mess, young man. You had the opportunity. Wait, hold on. I'm going to bring somebody in on this one. Back me up on this one, Alonzo. He had his opportunity for that freestyle. We had a whole freestyle show. We told him about it before the show, and he chose not to show
up.
We was both blazing that freestyle.
I know we had like a whole month at least.
I'm out there driving.
Uh-huh. You driving now?
No, not now.
Okay.
I need prayer.
So you can't
pray after I'm up.
Well, you just cut me off from my smart aleck scenario. To what's going on, bro?
Well, I work for a company. They lied to me about going to the truck. They threw away my stuff. A lot of my valuables. But I believe that God will let me allow me to get back what the devil took away from me. So,
tenfold.
I'm just praying that for another better job. And the better truck driving job. Than the one I had.
They were awful.
Well, you know, the Bible truly tells us that we have not because we ask not. So, why don't we go ask him? Would you mind if I asked him for you?
I wouldn't mind.
All right, well, why don't you all just join me at the throne one more again? Because I know my Father loves it when we do approach him for things. Heavenly Father, we're coming before you once again, Father God, holding you up first and foremost just for being who you are. But Father God, we also want to hold up one of your own. Automatic, Father God, you know what he needs. You know the desires of his heart when it comes to his career choice. Father God, restore unto him, if it be your will, all that was lost through this other employment, Father God, and open a door. Open a door that no man can shut, Father God, that will bring him the desires of his heart, Lord, that will restore what was taken from him tenfold, Father God. Your word says that we have not because we ask not. Our Father, we're asking in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father God, that you would intervene and intercede in this situation, Father God, so that it ends up with a testimony upon the lips of your child, automatic. Father God, we're thanking you right now for what it is that you're about to do, because we, from this moment forward, we just sit back in anticipation, waiting for what it is that you're about to do. And waiting for that testimony from my brother. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, for what it is you're about to do. We thank you, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, for what it is you have been doing in this man's life and in our lives. And we thank you, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, for those things that have yet to be done, that we have yet to visualize, that you're already put in the mix. Because we know once we bring it to you, it's a done deal, Father, and we thank you. We look forward to what it is that you're going to bring forth for this brother. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. In the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, I pray. Amen.
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 I expect a phone call
thank
from
you,
sir. Sunday night telling me, yes,
oh, yeah,
sir, buddy.
Can I ask you something?
Show it up.
When I call you, can you give me a freestyle?
You know what? Yes, I will. That's how. And you know, I don't like freestyling, but I will do that in honor of our Lord answering your desires. So, yes, I got that. And it's on record. It will be recorded. So you have evidence that I said I would. Plus
yes,
the fact that I'm sure Alonzo's not going to let me sneak out on this anyway. So.
Oh, yeah, but no one's going to bust you like a gate. You cage in. I said, no, it's a gotcha.
You
can't go
you
nowhere.
You know me so well.
But you know what? I wouldn't try to run because the only thing in life, I feel the only thing that we have that's truly ours in life is our words. So if I'm worried, hey, that bodes very well for us. So I try to make sure my word is my mind. I get my word on something, we pretty much guarantee that it's going to come back. You got that, brother? But that, there's a condition to that.
Uh-oh.
And the condition to that is that you bless the mic this evening.
Okay. Okay.
Then it's a deal, and the mic is yours,
King. I'm going to do Haku.
See, and definitely, that was the one and only condition. So conditions are met. So when you come with that testimony, I will freestyle something. And probably will be about the glory of God and the fruition of or the answering of a prayer. So with that being said, the mic is yours, King. Let me hear what you got.
All right, here's our cool. I'm going to freestyle our cool. God gave you an invitation so you could go change the whole situation. Even though the life seems so hard, you just have to let God take charge. The end.
The end.
Well, you definitely got it right there. You got to let him take charge. Because when we take things in our own hands, I'm going to keep it to myself. I can't speak for nobody else. But when I take things in my hands, man, do I mess some stuff up.
Wait a minute, are you a smooth criminal?
Are you a smooth criminal?
I used to be. I would like to think that was...
Divine, are you okay?
Yeah, what? Like a smooth criminal. Nah, them days, God willing, are behind me forever. I don't want no more parts of that insanity.
Okay.
Each day is another day to either make or break it. Satan's day. It's also another day to make or break God's day. So when you break it for Satan and tell him, no, get behind me and put him under the heels of your feet, then you just made a day for God. If he's up there with his chest stuck out and said, yeah, that's my boy right there. That's my girl right there. You know, I can see him, too, as that proud father. Proudly acknowledging his child. But I can also I can also see the devil sticking his chest out. Yeah. I knew I could take him from that God character when we choose not to go that route. So I'm trying to keep Satan deflated. His ego was big enough, his pride was big enough to get him kicked out of paradise. So I'm not trying to add no more to his stupidity.
Yeah, so it's almost like a boxing match. You're throwing jabs, you're throwing uppercuts. So your soul could be a heavyweight champion of the world.
Yeah, that's what I'm training for.
You're throwing them bows. throwing the bows at the devil.
Alonzo. Alonzo. Yes, sir. Do you know any other way to deal with the devil than to throw them bows? Because he don't play. You got to fight him.
That's on bows.
Okay.
We'll knock him out in the first round.
If you're fully armed in that body armor, yeah, you can put him right to sleep. What's it? You want to go night night, Satan? You want to go night night, Satan?
Mm-hmm. The Rego night.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to knock you out with a word. And that word, God,
I got second haiku.
You got two haikus. Sorry, there's a lot of reverb going on for your boy.
All right.
Yeah, starting. Well, I'm gonna close my mic and let Otto do his thing.
I have the urge to spread the word. This match is for 12 rounds, but the devil won't make it past the first. The end.
I know that's right.
I thought I had the shortest line bars on the platform, but that was straight to the point.
You know, y'all making me feel like y'all putting the Teddy Pendergrass spiritual up in here.
What you mean? It's the left
like
TK, thank you.
Just like another little TK.
He said night-night.
It's a TKO for my soul.
Okay, that's my order.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling
that within the next 2 weeks, you're going to be calling and telling me, well, Brother Paul, are you ready to do your freestyle?
Because I got me a new job, and I love it already.
Yeah. You know what gospel song I like?
What's that?
That problem that I had, I took it up to Jesus. He worked out, he's going to work it out. He's going to work it out. Work it out. No.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about, right? They say you're the man when it comes to the gospel. Yeah, so I brought two whole clues. I mean, I could do a whole poem if you, but I thought I didn't know if you just want me to do haikus or not.
Well, I'm down for another one.
Okay, we're gonna play this song and then we're gonna come back and hear that another one you got for us, brother. I want you to hear this one right now.
You want me to do a haiku or a full poem?
That's gonna be your choice.
Their part.
All right. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have. For grace, for favor, yeah. This is my seed to reap what I have.
Y'all listen at this. See,
I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yeah. And I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing. No more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. My feet for grace, for favor.
It only works when we all do it.
This is my season for grace.
For what else?
For rights for I need somebody to prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You got to say it. Say it. My direction.
In my direction,
cause this is my seed for grace, for favor, yeah. This is my seed, come on y'all,
to be what I have sown.
Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground.
This is your season. Automatic, you heard that song? It's your season, my brother.
Yes. Yes.
Huh?
All right.
So,
all right.
Alonzo, what did you want to hear from my brother now? Another haiku or a freestyle? Or what you going to get from him?
Let me get a haiku. Let me get the whole full fact.
You want a haiku? You want a haiku?
Yup.
Yup. All right. All right. Did you see the blessing?
Did you see the blessing?
Did you catch it?
Did you catch it?
It went to your mind,
it
body,
to your mind, body,
and your heart,
and your heart.
Something so sacred.
Something so sacred.
They can never be.
They can never be.
Taken.
Taken.
Far
apart. Apart.
The end.
The end.
And there you have it. What have you put out a line?
Not even mad.
Not even mad.
I thank you for bringing that piece to the table. Thank you for bringing all your talent to the table. Freestyling off.
Freestyling off.
And I thank him for bringing to the forefront another opportunity to just be able to show folk just what God will do for you when you ask him.
Yes.
And you believe in it.
Yes.
Yes.
Good. What is that? Faith without works is dead. So.
Yes, it is. All the time.
If you pray something
all the time
and you really don't believe it's going to happen, that means your faith ain't working. And that thing that you asked for, you just killed it yourself. Power of life and death lie upon the tongue. So you speak life into those prayers that you give.
Yes. You know, my mom is a bishop.
You know, my mom is a bishop. Is
she?
Yes.
Yes.
I grew up in the church.
I grew up in the church.
So I'm sure you've seen some things.
Yeah, laying hands on people, playing the organ, people start dancing in the middle of the aisle. You know, dun 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 dun. I got praise. You know when the people start dancing. You know, seen church folks, especially a black church, start dancing the aisle.
That ain't nothing new. The scripture will tell you that David danced for the Lord out of joy of the Lord.
Yeah, David danced. Yes, he did. He also took out Goliath.
Okay. with a one-hitter quitter.
Yeah. TKO. Look, we had that rock. You say, I better let it go. Seems like another TKO.
And it was. That giant went night-night.
Yeah, it was a giant TKO.
Mm-hmm. He went night-night. That all those are just small samples of the power of just trusting and believing in God and stepping out in faith. Because I'm sure when David looked up and saw that giant towering over him, the human part of him was like, what are you doing here? You still got a half a second to retreat. But he stood there. He faced his fears and had faith that God would have his way. And with one small stone and a slingshot,
mm-hmm. That's all you need.
The enemy
knock him out. You ready to go night night?
Yes,
stress.
Exactly.
Stress. You ready to go night night? Hate. You ready to go night night? Disappointment. You ready to go night night?
Okay. Fear.
Sorrow. You ready to go night night? Oh yeah. Send them all.
Night night they went. And they went night night. Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. Well, Automatic, I definitely appreciate you coming through this evening, my brother. You know, it's always a joy. And I'm go ahead.
May I say something? Well, since I've been off, I'm going to come back and do my own radio thing.
Okay.
Miss AZ Viper Vision. I already got my LLC. Miss AZ Viper Vision is my LLC. But it's One Boss Viper Network. So I'm just going to add on. Talk about truck driving. Never forget about my poets. And, you know.
You bet not.
Yeah.
Well, make sure you put all that information in the event page, if you would, please.
You know what? Every time I hear you, I feel like you like the Teddy Pendergrass of freeing up my soul for the Lord.
Fill out that page.
You are in Pennsylvania, right? You are in Pennsylvania and Philly. The Teddy Pendergrass
from
Philly, right?
I'm a stone's throw away from Philly, yes.
Well, you might as well be Philly. You're a Philadelphia Eagles fan. I might as well pray for you by you being a Philadelphia Eagles fan. I need to start praying for you.
don't get kicked off the show now.
I need to start praying.
Hey, talk to your boy.
You might need to pray for me. I've been disappointed so many times. You need to pray for me too. For each other. We ain't never going anyway.
All the disappointment just makes that
disappointment gotta go night night.
Oh man. But I'm going to send you over to the praise lounge there, Automatic. But I definitely appreciate you coming through. Be sure you put that information in the event page.
Somebody playing the organ. I might be dancing the aisle. Oh, somebody dancing. It's all a problem. We're dancing now. Dun 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 dun. I see a whole Tiffany family dancing the aisle. The preacher must preach a great sermon. Somebody got the Holy Ghost and everything.
Hey. That's a beautiful thing when you get it.
Amen.
You got to keep your eye on him. You got to keep focus on him.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So we're going to send you to that praise lounge. We're going to put another piece of music on. And y'all can get on over there and just do a little praise dance.
Oh, yeah, I'm
just
somebody heard the organ playing. Dun, dun.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, just, you might hear the tambourine, too.
Yeah. Oh, tambourine. Oh, I got new dance. I got new dance now. I got the soul dance.
All right, here we go. We're going to put you in the praise lines, and we're going to come up with what we got. I know what we're coming up with. Little Tamala Man.
All right there, automatic. One love, one mic. God bless you, my brother.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Thank you for a prayer.
Thank you for a prayer. My pleasure. Thank God for allowing me.
And we're going to hit a little Tamala Man. I'm going to do Tamala. I don't know. Well, you can do praise dancing to this one, too. But this one is one of my favorites of hers. Change Me by Tamala Man.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Watch me through and through. Just create. It's easy. I need you to.
I need to start picking up on that a little bit more because I know there's some things that need to be changed. As spectacular as I am, you agree with that, don't you, Lonzo? As spectacular as I am, I think there might be some things that I should change to better myself.
I'm sorry. I like the way you started that thing. As spectacular as you are? Yes, sir. I will agree that you are an iconic human being. But there's always room for increase.
Oh. I guess that coincides with that letter you sent me for an increase in your pay, huh?
That was from our uncle.
I want you to know that was an unsolicited statement.
you know how that goes. You know how that goes.
You have managed, but yes. You came in late. But you managed to skate under the bus. But I have a question for you, and I don't want this to appear that I'm throwing you under the bus or anything along those lines.
But that's what you're doing, right?
Oh, is that what this is? Are you sure?
Yeah, sure. How do y'all ask and answer the question? I just don't.
Because ain't nobody mute my mic.
I just be wondering.
The question is, did you have a piece or haiku for us this evening?
Actually, I'm going to be a thou wow because I'm all over the place. I don't even have AP. So there will be no bus for me to get smashed on. I will be walking through the walk signs. I might do a little jaywalking there, but no bus will be catching me for that.
Jaywalk, huh? But there ain't no bus coming.
Just because my middle name starts with it.
That's all right, though. That's all right. You know,
but I promise,
anybody that's okay. We got 5 minutes before we come to an end. So if there's 501, if there's anything that you would like to share with us, be sure to press 1 so your hand goes up and we know that you want to come on before we close things down. All right, there we go. And bring you on right now. 501, the Inspiration Factory. We got one mic.
Oh, this is Jeff Jay. What's going on with you, black man? You all right?
What's going on there, youngin? How you feeling, bro?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm glad I got a chance to catch y'all tonight, man.
I see you just falling back too lazy to put your hand up.
It's all a matter of precipitation.
Oh, is that what they call it these days?
Precipitation, yeah.
I'm glad to hear from you. My brother's glad to hear from you.
Good to be on the show, Paul.
We like to have fun. We got, let me do
yes,
this
sir.
Real quick. If you're listening online, you have exactly 4 minutes to call in before the Blog Talk lady will not let you because she's going to chop your communication line. So you might want to dial 319-527-6300 and be sure to press 1 so we know you want to come on and share something with us. Now, with that
if
being
not
said,
Paul will let you know.
What do you say?
Man,
I think I needed this platform tonight more than anybody. The night I had last night.
We missed you last night,
we
man.
Missed you last night. I wanted to be there, but I was otherwise detained in some chaos that made me have to go old school on somebody and lay hands on them while I
congratulations, brother.
Administered. Congratulations. It was just a night that Satan was just, he must have been drinking. He must have been drunk. Come at me like that. But he did. He came with.
Well, it's good to have you here today, brother.
I was otherwise detained, but yes, I survived. I made it through. Thank God I made it through.
Yes, sir.
And didn't have to go to jail.
That's the part I was thinking about.
That's the beautiful thing about it. So, Just Jay, I got a question for you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And what'd you bring for us tonight? Haiku or a piece?
Oh, we can do haikus up in here?
That was the platform for the show tonight was haikus. What about haikus?
All right.
It was a challenge to do. But I understand everybody can do it, and we never turn anybody away. That's for sure.
All right. I think I may have one.
You have options tonight. How's that?
That sounds even better than having one.
Well, I did request to bring two haikus, but if you only have the one, we'll accept that. And you might even be able to throw in a little short piece on top of it so you fulfill your two.
Mm-hmm.
Quarters.
Cool. All right. The first haiku I have is... I'm dying right here. Gasp me for life, air so sweet. I have ocean blues.
Right. You know what?
All right.
I was going to say, I'm going to ask everybody to post their haikus on the event page. Automatic, if you can remember yours, because you freestyled yours. If you can, would you post them on the event page for me? And Just Jay, would you do the same, if you would, please?
Yes, sir. That dude's a professional. He can freestyle a haiku. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
even after I do them and I didn't check the syllables, I still don't believe that it's the right amount of syllables.
But see, that's just one form of haiku. All of them don't have to stick with that. It's not only that 5-7-5 stanza format for haikus.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think I do have another poem here, Paul. I won't do the poem I did last night because it does have a spiritual overtone to it, I guess. And this was the prompt given to me by For Real the Poet. During the Soul Cafe when he was doing that. We're trying to go ahead and get this guy back in the saddle, man. Get this guy back in the seat. I'm going to go ahead and do this piece.
Do that last.
Indulge me in a tsunami of passion. Days of happiness unyielding. As we stand sheltered under the umbrella of understanding. As senseless rains pour their armies against us, and we tenderly embrace on the side of the restaurant just over the curb on 7th. The place where understanding is a two-way street. I'm presenting a proposal. If you say no, I will simply stand and evaporate, as the clouds will cry real tears of me like doves all over you. My little shining light bulb of incandescent beauty, glowing and flowing with the powers of femininity imbued to you from Jah. There is no replacing. There is no replicating. Know what I want that to be. If you ask me why my tongue was... I could hear that echo real bad. Might need to close one of the mics. One of you guys might be echoing. All right. Indulge me in a... It's still there. Testing 1, 2. All right.
I have every mic closed but yours. Try it now.
Against us that we tenderly embrace on the side of the restaurant just over the curb on 7th, the place where understanding is a two-way street. I am presenting a proposal, and if you say no, I will simply stand and evaporate, and the clouds will cry real tears of me like doves all over you, my little shining light bulb of incandescent beauty, glowing and flowing with the powers of femininity imbued to you from Jah. There's no replacing. There's no replicating. Know what I want that to be. If you ask me why my tongue will become tied, but my eyes will not lie, and they will plead my case of how I can never see my life without you. I want to be here for you, then there for you, as we feed wild beasts by hand in God's promised land. If you help me to get to, then I will help you to get to a world absent of pain and anxiety, a world free of want and lack, of when the wars, even within ourselves, cease fire and death will be no more. And I will love you forever to the full. And this is why I ask you, will you marry me? Poem.
Now, my first inclination is to ask you a question, but I'm not going to, because that's a question that Alonzo asks frequently. So I'm going to let Alonzo feel this first. Alonzo, would you ask that question, because I'm dying to know.
Alonzo, muted. Hey, muted from the studio, is he?
No. Nope. But I know he's probably back there multitasking. So.
Gotcha.
Since he's not here, I have to ask his question for him. I'm going to give him 3 seconds to get on here and ask it, though.
You know how it works. The minute you get done, you're going to be free.
Yes, you're right. 2, 1, and that question that Alonzo asks so frequently is, who were you writing that to?
You know what I had, even though I did this in a soul cafe, and the three words, the three phrases that for real had were, indulge me. Understanding is a two-way street, and they asked me why. But I was writing that piece about my wife right there, man. I was actually writing to her about the travels of us getting together, and then once we started moving closer to God, and then that was the second half of the poem, or the last third of the poem.
So you mean to tell me that when you started getting closer to God, the enemy started picking up his antics, picking the pace up a little bit.
He did, but at the same time, we also had more shelter, too. Yeah, so I wasn't paying attention to what he was doing. I was just grateful for the things that God was doing.
But, you know, I like that because I so many people think that once you come to an acceptance of Christ as your Lord and King and you're striving to do the right things, that everything becomes hunky-dory. But
no.
Don't. That's when the stuff really hits the fan, because prior to that acceptance, he had you. So he didn't have to bother
uh-huh.
you. You were doing his job for him.
Mm-hmm.
But now you start walking away from him. You don't like to lose none of his, just like God doesn't like to
no.
lose that is his.
No.
You start walking away from him, he's coming at you even harder. The blessing
mm-hmm.
in it is, as you said, shelter. That the more you need him, the more you seek him, the more God is going to be available for you.
Oh,
he'll
yeah.
help you through whatever the enemy might send your way. And believe it or not, it gets easier and easier and easier. It's never going to get easy, because nothing worth having comes that easy, really. You got to put your work in for it. But you'll see that, man, they're with you. They say, man, this stuff is getting crazier and crazier and crazier. And when you're
oh, we're in the last days, man.
Man, look.
The end of the last days.
Jose Feliciano, Helen Keller can see these things. And there's still people that just do not want to believe you. And I feel
a lot of people
them.
Don't know what's expected of them. Clergy has done a good job of scaring the people or making them, and you know, clergy had abused their power too in meaningless ways. You know, they were spending political capital. They weren't being held to accountability, and that's what a lot of the people are looking at and seeing, and that's what they're pointing the finger at. But a person doing bad has nothing to do with God, even though that person may claim to be a follower of God. That doesn't mean that they are actually doing everything that God would require of them to hold that position that they have.
Absolutely. And you've got to realize that just because they wear the cloth, they're still human. There's still stuff.
Yeah, we've been abusing that portion of it too. They are still human, but they have greater expectations on them than the regular people do, because they're teaching and leading people.
You're held to a higher standard because of the calling that you've accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't care how good a preacher is, if what he's telling you you can't find in a good book to back it up, then you might want to rethink it. Because
you just
you know,
might.
Everybody,
you just might.
The Bible is your final source, and when you see that
yeah.
it's okay there,
yeah.
then hey, go ahead with it. Then you should know.
There have
that,
been times when people have said that, even within the scriptures, there was a group of people that were saying that God's thinking is not adjusted right, and then God was letting them know it's their thinking is not adjusted right. The narrative that they want to go with does not work with what's in the Bible, so that's why they're saying that God's thinking on that might be outdated or something like that, because it doesn't fit with what they want to do with this current thing that they're putting forth. So they don't want God's opinion on that.
So many of them want to take one scripture as an example. Just take one scripture and run with it. They don't give
take
you
all
what
around
came
the world.
Before that scripture. Came after that scripture, and the way that you're using it is completely opposite of what that truly means. You got to do your research, and the Bible tells you, lean not unto your own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Take our word for a lot of things. You got to pray about it. Pray on it first and then read it. Let him give you the understanding. And it, the amazing thing about him is he'll give you an understanding for where you are in your spiritual growth. And a year later,
yes, sir.
After you've grown a little bit more, you can read that same scripture
and get something entirely, some more meat, something entirely different from it. To
yes,
add
sir.
On to what you had heard that you just said earlier. That's why.
And those are the layers of the verses. That it can be food for you as a child, and then it can still be food for you in your gray-headedness.
Accurate. Same scripture. And it's
same scripture.
More and more and more meat. You know, that's they say that it's the living word of God, and it is living because it's ever-changing. As you change, it changes with you as far as the understanding that you can get from it.
Yes, sir.
The word doesn't change. Just our ability to understand more of it changes.
Brother, we have the ability to fly in airplanes at the speed of sound and all the rest of that stuff. And the same stuff from right now to back then still applies for us now. God has worded it away so it can go through time and still be relevant.
I tell you, there's nothing new under the sun.
Nothing.
I don't care. Who says it's old-fashioned, it's not relevant for today, there's nothing new under the sun. The same stink to God's nostril that was done back then is the same stink to his nostril that's being done today.
Yes, sir.
So nothing changes. At the end of the day, it's just like it's always been. We don't want to accept it as that because it's contrary to what it is that we want to do.
It doesn't follow
our
narrative.
That's where the problem comes. And I'm not pointing fingers at nobody because I know I have been more than guilty of that myself.
Oh, me too. But that's the whole thing about it. If we're being honest and truthful, it's going to tell on us, but at the same time, it may be helping somebody in a great manner.
You know, the greatest spokespersons in the Bible all have flaws. So that's to let us know that there is nowhere that you are, that God can't come to you and meet you where you are and uplift you. I'm so tired of hearing people say, well, I got to get right first. You'll never be right enough. So stop using that as an excuse. Just he says,
never be right.
You are. Never be right. No? Until we reach that glorified body, we're going to be full of it down here. So,
hey, that's something to look forward to, even though things are bad now. That period of time right there, man, is something to look forward to, where that bear will lay down with that calf and all the rest of that, and they eat hot straw together. That's a time to look forward to. And that's what that poem basically had talked about as well, that me and her be a feeding wild beasts by hand in God's promised land.
But it's coming sooner than a lot of us think.
Mm-hmm. Some of us fear it.
The thing is, you think that way, and then we call it the past time.
Yeah. Some of us fear it because it's just for the same reason that Lot's wife looked back. Some of us going to miss all these things, our cell phones and all the rest of this stuff. We're going to miss that stuff, man. But there's going to be plenty for us to go ahead and do. God's not just going to have us just lazing around, not doing anything. There's going to be plenty of them.
Some people paint that picture. Well, so all I do all day long is just stay bowing down and prostrate to him, praying to him. I mean, if that were the case, so be it. But I don't believe that. Said, yes, we are going to be worshiping him, but it's going to be out of gratitude of what existence you're in at that moment to be in paradise.
Isaiah 65 say we're going to be building houses and we're going to be planting vineyards and we're going to be building houses not for other people to live in but for us to live in. We're going to be planting vineyards not to make money off of and selling the rest of that. We're going to be doing that stuff for ourselves. The way they got things set up now, man, they got landlords and everything else. And then if you do buy a house, you still don't own the house because the government won't just cut from that every year.
Okay. But this one is tax-free, maintenance-free, lumber-free. I mean,
And active cooperation. Our neighbors may be the ones that's helping us to build it.
I know that it's better than what I'm existing in now. So I'm looking forward to it. With bated breath. But there's so many that are going to miss the bus, and it's sad. The parable about the 10 virgins is so apropos because there's just so many that just think that, you know, well, okay, it ain't going to be tonight. I can go out to the club for the night. Oh, it's not going to be tonight. I can go lay up with my chick tonight. Oh, he's not coming tonight. And guess what? He came. And then you wonder why you're stuck there by yourself. Or you're on the bus. I love that you're Left Behind series because it shows so much of that so beautifully. You know, you're in the house and you're in the kitchen and your wife is upstairs and all of a sudden you're calling your wife and she's gone. You're left behind.
I'm not familiar with that. I didn't get a chance to check that out.
It's a movie, a couple of movies, but there's 14 books to the series. It's called The Left Behind Series by Thomas LaHaye, I believe. But it talks about the rapture and all of that. And there's a lot of correct spiritual references in there. But it just helps me to understand the totality of what is to come when you're left behind. He's wrapped it up, all of those that were ready to go that had made that submission to him. Now those that are left behind got that period of time to get it right or eternally be damned. And the series of movies shows so much. I mean, it's really, really good. The books were excellent.
One or two
you might want to check out. But yeah, the Left Behind series. Check it out if you get time. I'm not gonna hold you much longer because you know me, I like to run my mouth.
Yes, sir.
I do too, man.
All right, brother. I appreciate you having me here. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. We're going to have Infamous Lyricist interview over there at Epiphany on Saturday. Come check us out. We'll be there at 8 Central, 9 Eastern, 319-527-6300. Come by there. Don't meet us there. Beat us there. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and check her out. She's an ambitious young lady, man, and she's been moving that way ever since I've been knowing her. We're going to go ahead and find out what's going on behind that motor and what make a pick.
I like those kind of shows because a lot of times you'll hear something from those people that are being featured that are things that you thought about and figure, nah, I can't do that. And then you hear about somebody and the ways that they did do it. So it makes you know that it's possible. So I love
right.
people are featured. So I will definitely be in attendance, God willing. But if you would, post that also into the event page for the callers.
Will do, bro. Another thing, we got J. Rob. He's going to be coming over to the small house side, and we're going to interview that dude right there, man. We're going to go ahead and see why this dude is J. Rob, the wise son, man. I've been wanting to go ahead and do this for a minute with the guy, man. He's J. Rob is walking poetry history, man. He one of the first people that sat me down and really talked to me about the import of poetry. So this is going to be a treat for me right here.
Yeah, I mess with J-Rob, so I definitely got to check that one out. Be sure you put that one in the event page, too.
Yes, sir.
You know,
we'll be doing that.
Support one another. So I definitely appreciate you coming through tonight, my brother. And,
yes, sir.
I'm looking forward to hanging out with you guys on your side.
Man, we're going to keep a light on for you too, Paul, man.
My vision ain't what it used to be, so I might need to see that light so I know how to get there.
It's going to be a strobe light. It's going to be the only porch strobe light. That's going to be us.
Said that makes it easy to find. I will be there. Alonzo, are you back with us yet, or are you still muted?
I'm here with you.
Okay. All right, you got any comments for the brother before we let him go?
Hey, Alonzo, how you doing, man?
Yo, boss, how you doing tonight?
I was trying to get you to ask him your question about
who he was writing it to.
But we couldn't get you. I think you might have been muted or something, or you were multitasking. So I had to ask the question for you. But I did give you ample opportunity.
Indeed. When I tuned back in, you guys were really deep into that your conversation, so I didn't want to jump in out of turn. But I liked what I was listening to. For a second, I thought it was me talking.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Sweet.
That's a good thing.
Man, I appreciate y'all having me in. Hey, man, it was, I think I met you once before, Alonzo. I have a show that comes on Sunday and it kind of conflicts with the time, and we had canceled today. So I got a chance to get over here with you guys.
Oh, brother, I appreciate you. Yeah, I'm over here on the West Coast, so, like, I understand this, you know. I try to keep up with you guys, too, but a lot of the times I gotta catch up on the online.
Right.
The time,
right.
You know, changing. So I'm going to try to jump in. I'm going to jump into the club with you guys one time for the one time.
Hey, looking forward to seeing you over there, man.
Yes, sir.
I like
all right,
plan.
I'm about to slide and glide.
Okay.
Okay. I appreciate you coming.
Thank you for the invite.
One love, one mic. We definitely gonna be.
One love, one mic.
Yeah, brothers, take care.
You too, brother.
God bless, bro. Man, I won't be there when he got just Jay on the mic. I mean, when he got J-Rock. I definitely want to see that.
Yeah. I do too. I definitely want to see that.
Listen, like, I can see, I definitely want to hear that.
Okay. I bet it sounds good.
All right. Well, it looks like we've come to the end of our rainbow.
Did we find any pot?
Huh? Anyone?
Did we find any pot?
No, I'm still online. If I found him, I wouldn't be here anymore. I'd have dropped this phone and ran.
Okay.
I'd have to catch back with y'all next week. Either that, I'd have been passed out because I fainted.
Next week, I'd have had a whole new poster by now.
You're right about that one. My brother, would you mind doing us the honor of praying us out tonight?
Sure, sir.
We may bow our heads
and draw our minds in. Heavenly Father, thank you for another blessed day. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for the minutes that we share with one another. Thank you for this platform, for those that called in, for those that are listening, for those that contribute. May these words have woken somebody. If not now, down the road. This show here is all about you. We are gathered here, East Coast, West Coast. I just want to say thank you for the love, the blessings, the grace, the mercy. May we grow in your name as one. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And God bless you. One love, one mic.
Real simple song I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord.
not be afraid. The Lord is my life salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you, you, yes. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord, say, I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my light. Everybody sing.
The Lord.